Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 336 for 27 May 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for about 10 seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. We'd like to know your call sign, your first name, your location, and your SDF username, if you have one, when you're checking into our net. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. But this week, I couldn't think of one. Well, I admit that I didn't spend a lot of time, but I thought this is a major holiday in the United States, so I'm kind of expecting a low turnout, but I'm thinking that I may be proved wrong here because we've got a bit of a backlog already going here. So it's one of those open mic, anything that's on your mind, any topic you've got, whatever you've been thinking about lately, bring it up and let's talk about it. I am looking at my dashboard here, and all the call signs I see are familiar. You've all been here before. You know how we do this. I don't need to explain anything. I'll run down the list here. I see KJ6DRH, KD9NDJ, PY2BIL, VE6UX, and KD9QEQ. Well, it's been a while since we've seen you here. All right, so all of you guys are on my list. If somehow there is somebody out there that I did not identify just now, please come forward with your call sign so I can add you to my list. Okay, well, that's interesting. As soon as I said that, a new call sign popped up on the dashboard here, Kilo Echo 8, Tango Hotel Tango, a call sign I do not recognize. So I'm assuming you've not joined us before, Tim. So let me back up and give the explanation that I usually skip. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Now, SDF stands for Super Dimension Fortress, and it's a public access Unix system, sdf.org. And you can find out more about it by taking your web browser to sdf.org, get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. And we have this net every Monday at 0 hour GMT Zulu UTC. And on this particular Echolink node 9229, the Techlink conference, as I said, we usually have a topic of the week, but this week I'm making it an open mic thing. I didn't come up with a specific topic this week. Anything that's on your mind about ham radio, or maybe even not necessarily about ham radio. And he's gone. Okay. All right, let's time to start going down my list here before I get even more crazy here. Let's start with KJ6DRH.
Hello, this is KJ6DRH from Bakersfield. SDF username, CAPHEIND, caffeine. I didn't really have a whole lot for the net, just kind of wanted to check in. So I've checked in. Back to net control.
All right, thank you, Troy. Next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. Wow. Well, this week we had some pretty intense winds with rain here in Rantoul, and looks like my antennas stayed up this time, so that's a plus. I've got a dipole strung between two trees as high up as I can get it, and I've got a long wire between the house and another tree. All of it survived. It was rocking and rolling, though, let me tell you. Anyway, with that, it's back to the net. This is KD9NDJ.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. Yes, down here in Champaign, about 15 miles away, we had a lot of rain last Friday. And then this morning, for several hours, had some pretty strong rain there. I don't know just what quantity we got over this last 3 days, but seems like a lot. All right, next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is Guillermo, PY2BIL, G-Cremary on SDF out of São Paulo in Brazil. So what's going on down here? So you may have heard about severe flooding in the southern part of Brazil. So that it's a tragedy that was going on there. It started to rain again, so conditions are not improving. And this is not usual, so everybody was sort of caught by surprise, partially. And from the amateur radio perspective, we don't have any organization in that state to cover for emergency communications between government institutions or whatever you want to name it, and the general population using amateur radio. So a little bit of improvisation need to happen there, which sort of worked in some areas, but suddenly everybody realized that the amateur radio is valuable in such situations. So on the positive side, TV made several interviews from hams that have been helping out anyhow down there. So that was on the positive side of things. So we'll have to see if things improve down there, hopefully. Otherwise, nothing exciting is going on, at least in my shack here, besides usual work that I have to put through. So that's all for tonight. Back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BA.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. I heard a little bit on the news about all the rain down there, and I'm glad that individual hams could contribute to public safety, even if without an organization behind them. So that's good news to hear. Thank you for joining us, Ben. Next on my list, VE6UX.
KB9FJV6UX. Had to find my button because I buried it with something here. 16 degrees here, which is about 61 degrees Fahrenheit. Looking forward to a whole 23 degrees for beginning of our summer, which is somewhere in about the area of 74 or 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Have to figure that out. Not a whole lot happening here other than it's been cold, wet, and cloudy the last few days. I saw a few funnel clouds in the sky. I guess it would have been Thursday or Friday, so it's coming into that particular time of year as well.
Funnel clouds, plural. It's kind of an unusual event. I mean, not unheard of, but an unusual event to spot a funnel cloud down here, just one of them. So, if you've got multiple ones out there, stay safe about that. And, let's see, there's something else on the tip of my tongue. What was it? Well, I forget. But let me acknowledge that I see that the HAM conference has joined us. So, I'm going to take one or two more check-ins here before I call out to the HAM conference here. So next on my list, that's the guy who dropped out, right? Right. So I guess it's time for the ham conference then. All right. So all you people out there on the ham conference, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Now, I'm thinking there are a couple of you out there who already know about us, and maybe that's why the ham conference has connected to it. So I'm going to stand by for anyone on the ham conference who would like to check in right now. Please give your call sign.
Yeah, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY.
Kilo Charlie 5, call Foxtrot Lima, KC5GFL.
All right, I got VK2DY, and I'm not sure I copied this correctly. Kilo Charlie 5, Golf Foxtrot Lima, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thanks both of you. And I've missed the call sign here. It's on the dashboard, but I didn't have it down on my paper list here. KB9QEQ. And I see that, we had a couple of them popping up now. We have VK3HJQ. And a new call sign, Kilo November 4, Juliet Papa Victor. So, stand by, folks. I've got you on my list, and I'll be calling upon you in turn. So, right now it's time for QEQ, KD9QEQ.
Hey, Wayne. This is Josh. I'm in Mahomet, Illinois. This is call sign KD9QEQ. I don't really have any traffic for the net, but did want to check in on the SDF net tonight. I've been listening to the non-radio all day, and so that's kind of fun. All the stuff that we heard from the fellow from Rantoul, we've been having that same kind of weather here, and hopefully it'll clear up and be a little bit nicer for the rest of our holiday weekend. So, again, this is KD9QEQ, Josh and Muhammad, back to net control AB9FJ.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Good to hear from you again. And I acknowledge that N4RNW has joined us, so you've been added to my list. Next up is VK2DY. And just to remind everybody, we don't have a topic this week. It's kind of open mic, anything that's on your mind.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney. It is 15 degrees Celsius and pretty bright, clear, sunny day today. Beautiful weather. I think we're supposed to get into the lower 20s Celsius, so not bad for almost winter. Less than a week away from winter. Anyway, other than that, on Saturday, I celebrated my 70th birthday, 7 decades. So in order to celebrate, there's this little bridge here called the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Been around for about 90 years. Ties the north side of the Sydney Harbour with the south side of the Sydney Harbour. So for the last 30-some years, I guess, they've been offering this bridge climb where you you climb the bridge up to the top. The two flags are flying, and so I decided to celebrate my 70th birthday. I would do the bridge climb. So I got up Saturday morning, went to the base of the bridge and participated. Let me reset for a second. Basically, it's very different than what I expected. Basically, you do a little bit of inside the bridge, and then you do maybe half a kilometer on the catwalk underneath the bridge before you get to the point where the arches begin. So it's quite a setup to it. And then you climb a set of ladders, because when you come up to the surface level, you're still a ways down from the second arch, which is the one you actually climb. So, the upper arch. So you go up these set of ladders, which for me was the scariest part, because you're out in the open, you've got the trains roaring by, and it's just kind of a little bit scary there. But did that. I climbed up the arch, which is quite interesting, because it's so wide. It doesn't feel as scary as it should. So I enjoyed looking out over the harbor and all the ferries going up and down and everything else. And I finally made it up to the top, had my picture taken up there, came back down, and really, really enjoyed it. but the next day I was feeling it in all my muscles. Anyway, one bucket list item done. VK2DY, back to net.
Well, happy birthday, Robert. And how high did you say that the top was from the deck of the bridge? I seem to remember you said something like 800 feet, or am I completely misremembering that?
You're saying it's 250 meters. Apparently, it's not quite that. It's more like 600 feet. So it's not quite, actually, it's more like 400 feet, I think they said. But 400 feet, which is like, I don't know how many meters that is. But anyway, it's not quite as high as I thought it was, but it is that much above the river itself. The 250 meters of the river. So, yeah, it's still a bit of a climb, and it's still a beautiful view up there. VK2DY.
Okay, well, 250 meters is, 800 feet, I think. So, above the water. All right, so that's pretty darn high. All right, congratulations, and again, happy birthday. Next on my list here, KC5GFL.
Good evening to everybody on the net. Robert, glad you cleared one thing off of your bucket list, even though you got kind of sore behind it, but happy birthday to you. This is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta here in Arkansas, little town of Arkadelphia. Just made it back to Arkadelphia probably about an hour or so ago. Been down in Texas. Well, I've been between the tornadoes, I guess. Well, I have, but we've been blessed again both ways. My daughter lives in Little Elms, Texas, just north of Dallas there. Visited her for about 4 or 5 days with the new grandson, 7 weeks old. But thank God, got back home. Everything was still intact. Got a bunch of limbs to clean up on the yard. I live on about 3 acres here, just west of Arkadelphia. Again, we say thanks for letting me check in, and everyone have a blessed week.
Okay, thank you, Fred, and good luck dodging those storms. Thank you for checking in, and we do this every week, same time, same Echolink node. Next on my list is VK3HJQ.
Oh, boy, Andrew, I'm from the football garage. Absolutely freezing outside, but 2 degrees this morning when I left. Yeah, quick way down off the bridge, just jump, and suddenly the little sort of sudden stuff at the bottom is the problem. Anyway, happy birthday, Robert. I forgot to say that the other day. Anyway, it sounded like a good, fun climb up on the bridge. I've been to the Opera House and I've been to the bridge, but I haven't actually climbed up the bridge. I don't think I will. It's a bit high. Anyway, thanks for the net, Wayne. Back to you. Finish up me porridge for breakfast. Big O for HJQ.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us, John. Good to hear you again. Next on my list is Kilo November 4, Juliet Papa Victor.
Good evening, everyone on the net. KN4JPV here. And I am in the mountains of Quebec right now. This is where I spend my summers. I got a cabin up here, Quebec, Canada. It's about 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Very nice. Don't have any crazy weather to deal with. Just a lot of black flies. I clean up the property and just enjoy the summers up here. It's wonderful. People speak French around here too. It's great. Anyways, this is the first time I've checked into the Tech Link, and a great bunch of guys, and I don't have much more to add, not much traffic for you, but glad I checked into this net. 7-3s to all. Have a good week. KN4JPV, back to net.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Rick. We do this every week. Also on this conference on Friday evenings, it's also pretty active then, so you might want to be sure to check out. There's a couple of nets, I think, that take place on Friday evening. And I've been meaning to mention that here where I'm located in East Central Illinois, the temperatures lately have been, high 20s, low 30s Celsius, high 80s or high 70s, low 80s. We've had a couple of days that were hitting 90, and I'm sure we'll have more of them in the future. But it's getting hot, and we'll keep an eye on that. Okay, Let's see. Next, I think the N4RNW.
Hey, good evening, Wayne, and everybody listening. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Hot and sunny today. Just finished watching the Indianapolis 500, which looks like it got weather delayed by about 4 hours because of those storms that probably rolled over you, Wayne. But it's done, and we're cooling down for the night, so that's all from here. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I stay up late, and I wake up late. So I was in bed around 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock, and that's when I heard the rain on the roof. And it wasn't just your typical little pitter-patter of a shower. This was some really driving, heavy wind-blown kind of rain. It was almost scary. But so from that time frame, I'm not sure when the race is supposed to start in Indianapolis. Indianapolis is about a two-hour drive east of me, which is probably downwind the direction of movement of the storm. So that kind of makes sense that all that heavy rain and wind was hitting Indianapolis probably around noontime, early afternoon, when the race was probably scheduled to start. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that information, Harold. Let's see. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak. So now it's time where I check the dashboard real quick to see if we've had any new stations join us, and I do not see any. So this is time for rechecks, or if you want to add something to what you said before, please call now. Maybe there's some stations out there on the ham conference who have been listening to us and kind of lurking and would like to make their presence known. So this is an invitation. Ham conference hams, call now. Okay, guess not. I was expecting this to be a short net because it's a holiday here in the United States, but we actually had quite a few check-ins here. Looks like about 10 or 11 of them, a little bit more than average lately. So let me just do a final call for new check-ins or rechecks before I wrap up the net. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0028 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we haven't seen the NB0X gateway in a few weeks. So if you want to continue the conversation, get on SDF, go into COM, the chat program, and go into the Anon radio room. That's where at least some of us are hanging out. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.